Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. What do I believe? For me, practice and presence is more of a guide to my life than any particular belief. My unbelief and my questions, my doubt, have allowed me to grow spiritually through acknowledging that I don't know it all and I cannot figure it all out. This is not easy for me because I desperately want to figure it all out. And I love constructing arguments and can thoroughly convince at least myself that I am right. Just ask John Michael. I am so grateful for this grounding and presence and practice that I learned through my Quaker upbringing, which focused on actions as the main part of faith and the presence of the Holy Spirit rather than a particular doctrine, and perhaps gives me a little bit of more comfort being contrarian and stating about what I don't believe for this I believe statement. I need this grounding to keep my love of thinking in check. So while I do love theology and believe our interpretations deeply matter, it matters due to how it's lived out. So what about this practice and presence? I keep coming back to loving my neighbor as myself, loving my enemies, and doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. That following Jesus means loving people holistically for who they are and not who I want them to be, not because they agree with me or look like me. That the people that I want to separate myself from the most are where I will find Jesus. And loving my neighbors means fighting against oppression in its many forms and towards justice and equity, and requires me to find ways to challenge my white, cisgender, heterosexual, Christian, educated privilege. That may sound all great, well, to some people, and I'm aware that I do not live up to that. So I live in the tension of imperfect love and the need for grace. That my choices and my actions aren't straightforward, that there's tension in where I live and thus who is my neighbor, and my professional pursuits, among many other things. It's my imperfection, my struggle with how to live this out that leads me to others and community. The times of great loss or grappling with chronic illness that my frameworks just don't work anymore, and I realize my interdependence with others. And through these deep connections where I felt God's love manifested. So through that hope and comfort that I find in God's and others' presence, I can begin to get that my presence, and not only my works, matter. I find hope in their love, their presence in my life, and not a particular promise or belief. So I believe in love, in God's love, and how I feel it through being present with others and all over creation. That loving with others in forms of community is the only way I can attempt to follow Jesus. That my and others' presence is love, and God is in everything. And God's love and presence fills the gaps of my own and others' efforts. That love, through presence and practice, will endure.